we'll try best that we can to carry on.
Brian McTavish is here, senior writer, Thinking Bigger Business Media. And how are you, buddy?
Let's get that air guitar.
That sticks. That pumping sticks.
Here.
I remember them. Sticks.
How can you not remember them? I'm
Boy,
telling you what.
Now, I want to forget them sometimes. That's like a blast from the past that I'm not sure I need to hear.
Oh, they'll be hearing it and then some at 7 o'clock Sunday night at Starlight Theater in Swope Park.
I was just talking to Bill Anderson before the show today about this idea of hearing these 70s rockers come back and. Do I want to hear that stuff anymore or not? And oftentimes the answer is no. But what am I talking about?
I'm blowing you up here.
Not at all.
No, I come in fully blown up.
Sticks and Foreigner are here, and so that's a reason.
That's
to
right. Yeah, you can be taciturn when it comes to these 70s classic rockers.
You've got
Sticks and Foreigner co-headlining. Along with Don Felder.
Don Felder?
Oh, my goodness gracious me. I'm going to turn you around on this show.
Okay.
Don Felder is the former lead guitarist for the Eagles. He wrote the music.
Don Felder.
He wrote the music for Hotel California.
No.
Which was the title track to the Eagles album that also just happens to be, and this blows my mind, the best-selling album of the 20th century.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's crazy. But, I mean, it's a good album and everything, but
I've heard it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
But you're going to.
I've been there.
And that's why we're here to talk about it.
I'm moving on with my life.
Because you don't want me to talk about it. But here's the thing.
Yes, what's the thing?
What's the thing on the deal, as we like to say?
What's the thing on the deal?
Well, Styx is going to play that song we just heard, Come Sail Away.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to play Lady. Foreigner will play Hot Blooded and Cold as Ice and Jukebox Hero. And you know what I see in my mind when I saw.
What do you see in your mind?
Well, I see you shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head.
But I see an 8-track tape. Forlorn?
That's my point.
No.
I've moved on in my life,
yes,
Brian McTavish.
Next week I'm bringing in an old 8-track tape and a player. I'll go find one someplace.
Yes.
I'll put it in and I'll wait for the moment and that funny look on your face when the song stops in the middle and you hear ka-chunk and it goes. Remember how the old 8-track tapes, you'd go from, they'd break up? You're not as fascinated by this.
No, I'm not fascinated by this.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be totally fascinated. Styx, Foreigner, Don Felder. He might steal the show when he comes out there wailing away on that double neck guitar of his 7 o'clock Sunday at Starlight.
Go hear some jazz.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with my baby mine.
My goodness.
Well,
isn't that something?
I think we've dialed it back for you.
Yes, we have. I got a smile on my face.
This is more up your alley.
That's summertime, isn't it?
And it's up my alley, too. It's the good old summertime.
How can you not smile when you hear that stuff?
Well, that's some gorgeous four-part stuff. And this is in honor of lots of festivals going up on there this weekend, wherever they're happening.
Lots of festivals this weekend?
Yes, a lot. Yeah. There's one in Lee's Summit. There's one in Liberty. But the one I want to focus on briefly here is Old Shawnee Days in the good old summertime. Family fun and entertainment with a parade on Saturday morning and music carnival contest. It all happens out there at Old Shawnee Town.
Old Shawnee Town.
That's right. And, I mean, I always focus on the contests. I mean, you can toss your horseshoes and they also have, get this.
I like that stuff. That's good.
Yes.
You're bringing it now? Now we're talking?
Well, I finally brought something you can appreciate. Okay, here we go. They have, you'll like this, edible bubbles. Saturday afternoon.
Edible bubbles?
A whipped pie bubble blowing contest. I have to imagine this, like that 8-track tape I spoke of earlier, where you have like the thing you're blowing bubbles, but instead of using soap, you're using this whipped pie kind of, so it comes out like this big white, beautiful, sweet-to-eat bubble. They'll have a water balloon toss. They'll have a hula hoop contest. They'll also have, on Friday night, the original drummer and the original bass player with newcomers in a band called The Guess Who. You remember that band from long ago?
I do remember them. Yes, I do.
They'll do These Eyes and American Woman.
She's come undone, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
No Burton Cummings. Maybe you can hit the stage and do your best. Anyway, have fun out there at Old Shawnee Days.
This is so much fun. I love it. Around the time that Jackass Number 2 was coming out, somebody invited me to a comedy club here in Los Angeles. They said, come get on stage and do a crazy stunt at my show. And I agreed. showed up and I looked around and I couldn't think of anything crazier than me trying stand-up. And so that's what I did. And it was sort of awkward and I was god-awful, but I peculiarly enjoyed it. I suppose it's not peculiar. I'm an attention whore.
And that's Steve-O.
That's Steve-O, also known by his mother and maybe close childhood friends as Stephen Glover. But no, he's Steve-O.
All right.
Most famous. That was him talking about how he entered into the stand-up realm.
Yes.
Most people know him and will always know him as one of the crazy men in Jackass, which was an MTV show starting in 2000.
My son was riveted.
Oh, that's right.
Riveted.
Riveting, and you see people actually rivet their flesh into things.
Yes, I know.
For anybody out there who doesn't know, and they might not, Jackass was a movie. It was several movies, one even in 3D, where Steve-O and these other maniacs, they get up there and they throw themselves off of things and onto things and participate in generally dangerous, embarrassing, absurd, offensive, and somehow just terribly wrong activities with a high cringe factor. He does stand-up comedy.
He'll be at Stanford and Sons.
And hopefully
this
there won't be bleeding on stage. Yes, tonight, Friday, Saturday night, Stanford and Sons at the Legends. It's something to try.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news.
And talking about variety, my goodness, you bring it from A to Z, don't you?
There is some dexterity in that verbal acuity there from that wonderful character in the Pirates of Penzance. Theater in the Park opens up its season.
Wow.
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, out there at Shawnee Mission Park with the comic opera, perhaps their greatest, by Gilbert and Sullivan, The Pirates of Penzance, and 19th century Britain was never more farcical, funny, or family-oriented, actually.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. And finally today...
Let there be cowgirls for every cowboy. We make them strong as any man. Lordy, something you can't tame. She's a Mustang, the heartbeat of the heartland. She's got a draw, y'all. Yeah, she's the salt of the earth that rocks my world.
Wouldn't Brian McTavish have a little bit of country, right?
You didn't think I was going to let you get away without a little bit of country music. That's the one and only Chris Cagle. Country music, 7 o'clock or thereabouts tonight. Get the weekend started early, absolutely free, in Kansas City, live block downtown KCPNL. He will bring his country music self. He will get his country on. He will sing about how chicks dig it, and he will sing about how cowgirls should go on forever.
That's Brian McTavish. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Always good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Riding on a horse and fell in love so bad.